Module 12. Recording 2.
At this stage, Deborah could easily have given up and gone back to England with her husband. But she passionately believed she could complete the journey alone and become only the 10th woman ever to cross the Atlantic by rowing boat. Andrew supported her 100% in her decision. They spent the 5 days needed for the rescue vessel to reach their boat, preparing for the solo journey. When the boat finally arrived and Andrew departed, she wrote in her diary, "I couldn't help thinking that if anything went wrong, we might never see each other again." Once she was alone, Deborah could only sleep for short periods due to the danger of a collision with the huge oil tankers, which would have sunk a tiny boat like hers. Sharks, extreme weather conditions, and the lack of fresh food all added to the dangers. Apart from the physical hardships, Deborah suffered from severe loneliness, particularly around Christmas after more than 3 months at sea alone. The only human contact she had, apart from messages of advice and support from her husband, was on day 74 of the journey, when she unexpectedly met a yacht called Seventh Heaven. The people on board gave her a loaf of fresh bread, some biscuits, and more importantly, she says, 10 minutes of talking face to face with some other human beings. To the rapturous applause of hundreds of well-wishers and a large number of press, Deborah finally rowed into Port St. Charles in Barbados on the 26th of January, 2002. Her husband was among those waiting to congratulate her. Although the official winners of the race had crossed the finishing line 70 days before, the Times wrote that the real winner of the race is the girl that came last.